Well, if they're not disappointed with that, you'll never be disappointed. Look, we didn't defend the corner kicks, and that's about the height of the difference between the two teams. Yeah, we could have taken our chances when we equalised straight after they scored. We built on it. We were very good until half time. I thought Sligo started the second half better, but you got to defend the corner kicks, Dermot. Something that probably was part and parcel of what we were doing over the years, and something that undid us tonight. With a lot of free kicks. I mean, if you watch the way McGinty and Sligo defenders defended their defending set pieces, and you watch ours, that's been the difference, and that's why Sligo have won tonight.
Yeah, and that's something that you guys work on, Ollie. You do your homework on the opposition when it comes to set pieces. Everybody's given their job, so that probably makes it more disappointing.
It's what got us where we're together. We got German. Yeah. We had lads here, brilliant men. Wouldn't probably be maybe as easy in the eye as some of the lads we have at the moment, but they did the hard part, they did the dirty part, and they got us wherever they got us. We've won games over the years on totally and utterly on set pieces, where we might have only a fraction of the possession. Tonight we had a hell of a lot more of the possession, but unfortunately we couldn't score from the amount of set pieces we had, and unfortunately we didn't defend the two that they scored from. But well done to Sligo. You're top of the league. You can see why they're top of the league. They didn't play that well tonight and won, which is a brilliant sign.
Yeah, and won with 10 men because they played the last half hour with a man less.
They did, yeah. And to be fair to them, I thought we played quite well with the possession. We, you know, against Shelburne last year, they went down to 10 men early and we didn't play well. I thought we kept our width. They allowed us to position wide. They coughed that up and defended the crosses, but they defended them. And I mean, you know, the one cross that Mark Russell put into Sean Boyd, you know, you saw what Ed McGinty did with the save he made, and he made a number of saves at last ditch stuff, and that's why they're top of the league and we are where we are.
You had all those chances in the first half, Ollie. You probably didn't want the half time whistle to come because Harps were so on top.
Yeah, but you gotta take your chances, you know. It's not really even that, German. Yes, if we had taken those chances, we might be looking at a different result here. But if we defended our set pieces, we certainly would be looking at a different result. And that's something, you know, that we've got to get better at. We were very good at that over the years with lads that threw themselves at it and stood up and were counted. We need these lads that have been very, very good for us. The attitude was brilliant there tonight. I can't fault any of the lads that were out there. They kept going and kept trying to play and were very, very together. And they're hurting. And it's, you know, it's 2 weeks of a break here. It'll be a long 2 weeks, but so be it. You know,
so what do you do for those 2 weeks now, Ollie?
We might pray. We go to knock, Dermot. the lads have their own program to go with for the week. We let them go home to their families, and that Pearse Lafferty, his strength and conditioning coach, will give them a program for the week, and they come back in next weekend, and we prepare for Shamrock Rovers then.